You're listening to the Option Alpha podcast from OptionAlpha.com, where we show you how to make smarter trades, learn how the stock market really works, and generate consistent monthly income. Now, your host and head trader at OptionAlpha.com, Kirk Duplessis.
Hey everyone, this is Kirk here again from OptionAlpha.com, working every single week to make this the most popular investing podcast offered in iTunes and online, because it's based on one thing and one thing only, and that's helping you guys make smarter trades. So thanks so much again for tuning in today. We've got a really awesome show for you guys today, covering and overcoming the three biggest fears when starting to trade options. So here's the deal, right? Investing money can be scary. There's no doubt about it. We don't like to part with our money, and we get fearful and scared of losing our money or of making some really stupid decisions. So when we're kids, we're obviously scared of all kinds of things like monsters or siblings, maybe, you know, big dad, you know, scary dad or mom. But as we become adults and grow up, it doesn't mean that we're not still scared. And especially when we combine this fear of losing or fear of failure with our hard-earned money, sometimes it can become a nightmare to make some different changes or start trading options or trade options a little bit different than you've done before. But the honest truth is that most of these things are really excuses. And so today I want to uncover and help you get over three particular fears or things that haunt new and experienced traders alike. And of course, we've all gone through these. You may go through these again. Lord knows every time I go through these, I just have to remind myself that these are just excuses and there's reasons and ways that we can overcome them. So let's actually get into number one for today. So the first biggest fear that most investors have when trading is the fear of going broke. Now, of course, I can say that this is probably the number one fear for anybody when they start any business venture or any investment venture, is that they'll go broke and they'll lose all their money. And it's a legitimate fear, but it's really not based on anything else other than this kind of fear that you're going to have no food and living in the streets and, you know, that kind of really apocalyptic type view. But what I can tell you with options trading in particular is that options trading offer a unique advantage to have 100% defined risk for most of the trades that you could do. And what this means is that when you trade options, you have the opportunity to define exactly how much you are willing to lose on a particular trade. It's 100% there and defined. Now, this is unlike stocks where you don't know how much you could lose because the company could turn around the next day and, you know, file for bankruptcy or be bought out or something happens and they lose their product or market share. And immediately overnight, the stock is worth dramatically less when you bought it. But with options, you, again, know exactly how much you can make or lose by trading risk-defined strategies. Things like credit spreads and debit spreads, iron condors and butterfly spreads, all of these have defined risk. So your risk of going broke is pretty minimal unless you trade all of your account money, which we never suggest, into one particular trade or one really high-risk trade. It's all defined risk. So that really means that you don't have a great risk of going broke unless you make a really stupid decision and have no knowledge of what you're doing, okay? Which we obviously suggest that you have some pretty good knowledge before you start making your trades. Now, with this fear of going broke, you can also eliminate this fear or overcome this fear by trading really small positions. So again, what this means is that if you have a risk-defined trade where you can only lose at most $100, if you only have $200 or $300 in your account, probably too large of a position for your particular account size. You need to be trading really small positions. We definitely suggest anywhere between 1% and 5% of your account balance per trade. And obviously, the smaller your account, you're going to have to be even more diligent about trading risk-defined strategies where you know exactly how much you could make or lose. Now, fear number two is that we don't have enough money, or I need more money before I can become successful. And we always hear about billionaires and millionaire investors and these kind of hotshot traders that are out there where, you know, they're doing a lot of stuff and they're making really huge bets. But that's not the reality of how you can be successful in this business. And in fact, I actually proved earlier in show number six, which you can go to optionalpha.com/show6, just the number six, that actually trading with a smaller position size and less money is more successful long-term, even if you are making the same high probability trades as someone else who's getting too aggressive and has too much money invested. So this whole idea that you need to have more money to be successful is really nonsense. In fact, one of the things that you can do right now if you have absolutely no money to start is paper trade. Paper trading is free. It's completely free to get started, start to learn the terminology, how most of the broker platforms work, how the markets work, how orders are executed. It's a really easy way to kind of dip your toes in without having any money invested at all. Now, the other thing is that if we compare options trading to stock trading actually requires substantially more money to be invested because you actually have to buy the outright shares of that particular stock. For example, if you were to buy a big name stock like a Google or Amazon, that's a couple $100 a share, you'd have to outlay a lot of money to get a substantial position size in those particular stocks. Whereas if you use options, you can actually replicate that same position with almost a quarter or a tenth of the cost to do that. And you can still do it risk defined, which means that you're leveraging the power of options to get into that position, but you still have defined risk where you're not putting all of your capital at risk at the same time. So in fact, options offer you an opportunity to be smarter with your investments, to leverage their power and their use in the market without requiring a lot of capital. And one of the ways that we can do this is through the use of debit spreads or credit spreads, things like that. And we'll talk about one of those in the closing bells as well. Now, again, just as another reference back to that study that we did, it was show number 6 of our Option Alpha podcast. It was a Tasty Trade study, so we have a link to the actual study that the guys over at Tasty Trade did. It was a great study that shows you that you don't need a lot of money to be successful in this business. In fact, if you don't have a lot of money, you end up being more successful making smaller, higher probability trades. So number 3 of our list here on limiting beliefs is that I'm not smart enough to be in this business. And this is one that I hear all the time, is that people email me and they'll say, you know, Kirk, I really want to be in this business, or I have a passion for options trading and learning, but I'm just not smart enough. And to me, smart is a limiting belief. It's this concept that you take yourself out of the game, you automatically degrade yourself in that you can't learn this business. It's too complicated. There's too much terminology. But I'm here to tell you that if you focus your attention on the right things and learn the terminology, you can get through that learning curve. In fact, you can close that gap in your learning to be able to make smarter, more sound decisions with your money. A wonderful quote from Henry Ford is this. He said, one of the greatest discoveries a man can make, one of his great surprises, is to find out he can do what he was afraid he couldn't do. And right, we can all relate to this, myself included. There's things that I never thought I could do, and I just started to apply myself and go after that knowledge and learn about that and found out that I could do that, right? And we all have fears that, you know, it's too complex and it's too big. But when you actually start breaking it down into pieces and start learning how to educate yourself and go after that knowledge base that you want to, it actually becomes quite easy, and you make this huge surprise to yourself or discovery for yourself that you could do what you never thought you could. Now, one of the things I always tell people is that you don't slide out with a bunch of knowledge, right? You're not born with this specific trading knowledge gene or not trading knowledge gene, right? It just doesn't happen. You have to want to be in this business, and if you do, then you'll figure out how to be successful. And obviously, we built Option Alpha to help you do that, to kind of help bridge the gap between where you want to be and where you are now. Now, one of the people that I use as a great case study for this is actually my father. My father is a wonderful guy and was a master mechanic for Nissan for many, many years. And with my dad, he wasn't born into a family that had a lot of money, that was, you know, really rich and wealthy. He didn't go to a lot of good schools. In fact, they moved all around because he was a military brat. And so he never had that kind of specific kind of book knowledge. He just wasn't born with that. Now, my father is a really smart person when it comes to automobiles and mechanic stuff and all of that engineering, because that's what he was passionate about. So he would go to the library and he would read books on, you know, how to rebuild a motor and how to rebuild a transmission. That's what he was passionate about. So he wasn't born with that knowledge, but he acquired it because he wanted it bad enough. And I can tell you this, and I always tell coaching clients this as well, is that if he wanted to break down and rebuild a car from scratch, he could do it without looking at a book. He could literally break down cars piece by piece, have the entire car laid out in front of him in pieces and bolts and nuts everywhere, and rebuild a car without looking at any manuals. He's got that kind of specific knowledge. Now, the same thing applies in options trading. It's all about terminology, going after that knowledge, realizing that you have some sort of gap and you want to close that gap. But don't be afraid to go after this business. Is this business probably a little bit more complicated than, say, running a lemonade stand, right? Yes, it probably is a little bit more complicated than that. But that doesn't mean that you're not smart enough to do it and to go after it. In fact, you're probably smarter than 95% of the population because you're listening to this podcast right now and trying to do something about it yourself. So we also created, as part of our website and platform, a great fast track guide. So if you haven't had a chance to go to optionalpha.com/fast track, it's just FASTTRACK, fast track. You can download our fast track guide, which is an 8-week guide that goes through step by step every single week the tutorials and articles and case studies and podcasts that you need to be listening to get you from where you are now, wherever that is, to where you want to be, a more advanced, smarter trader and investor. And again, you can just go to optionalpha.com/fast track.
Now, the closing bell. Find out which stocks we're looking at right now, trades we're making, and hear our game plan moving forward.
In today's closing bell, just to kind of go through the same theme of these three fears that we just covered, the fear of going broke, the fear of not having enough money, or the fear of not being smart enough to make some of those decisions and trades that you need to be able to make to be successful. So in today's closing bell, I wanted to go through a trade that kind of fits all of these things and kind of, you know, goes over and dispels some of these myths of things that you can't do with option trading. So I actually want to look at a trade in TLT. And TLT is a bond ETF. It basically tracks the price and movement of bonds. And TLT has actually been kind of in a little bit of a slump, but is starting to regain some of its footing and starting to head back higher. So it previously was as high as $138 and recently made a low of about $122. So it had a really nice sell-off. And as a result, we saw implied volatility start to head higher in TLT. And that obviously makes sense, right? The stock is moving a lot. So the volatility component of option pricing has started to increase because we don't know just how far that swing in TLT is going to go over the next month or so. And so right now, implied volatility as a percentile or rank is in the 65th percentile. And what that means is that almost 65% of the time, going back over the last year, implied volatility is lower or should be lower than it is right now. So this gives us a great opportunity to sell options when implied volatility is high, which is the basis of what we want to try to do. That's where we get our edge in the market trading a lot of stock options. And right now we're just looking at the April contracts, which have about 32 days to go just at the time of this recording. The April contracts, if we go out to about $124 strike on the put side, the stock is currently trading at 128, so this is $4 below the market. That gives us an extra $4 of room to make money on this trade. The stock can actually fall another $4 and we still make money. If we were to sell the 124-123 credit put spread, it's a dollar wide credit put spread, we would take in a credit of $25 on that sale. So that's not a lot of money, obviously, but it's starting small, right? You have a $25 potential profit and your risk is $75. Now, our risk is a little bit higher because this is a really high probability trade. The probability that we're going to keep that $25 that we took in as a credit initially is about 78, 79%. So it's a very high probability trade. And we're investing just about $75 in capital to hold this position because that's our max risk. So that's what our broker is requiring us to hold in capital. But you can see that this is a very small trade. Almost anybody can make this type of a trade, whether you're an advanced trader or a new trader. It doesn't require a lot of money. You're not going to go broke because it's $75. So if $75 causes you to go broke, you probably need to save up a little bit more money first before you make a trade like this. But this isn't going to cause you to go broke, and you don't need any more money to make a high probability trade like this. It's not requiring thousands of dollars to be successful. We've got a 78 to 80% chance of success, and we're investing about $75, could potentially make about $25 on that investment. And then finally, you don't have to be this crazy mathematician genius to figure this out. You don't have to be insanely smart to just find how these high probability trade or where these high probability trades are inside of a broker platform. So all I did was log into my Thinkorswim platform. I typed in TLT. I went to the trade tab and then I looked up on the trade tab what probability level I want to be at. And so for us, we wanted to be at about the 75 to 80% probability of success level. And that's very easy. You can just go ahead and look at it right there on the screen. Again, if you want to see specific video tutorials on how to figure out that number, how to find those probability numbers, you can again just go ahead and go to the show notes for the show and we show you that inside of our free membership area at optionalpha.com. So this is a really good trade, a very smart trade that you can make right now. Not a lot of risk, very small position, but a extremely high probability of success that, again, anybody can make right now.
Thanks for listening to the Option Alpha podcast. If you liked what you heard, please drop by iTunes and leave a rating or comment. Plus, you can get everything. Free email updates for future shows, transcripts, video tutorials, case studies, and more. Just visit our website at optionalpha.com.
All right, so I truly hope that you enjoyed today's show and got at least one thing out of it that you can apply right now to make you a smarter, more profitable trader and investor. As always, you can find any mentioned links or additional show comments and video training from today's podcast by going to optionalpha.com/show23. That's just the number 23, optionalpha.com/show23. And could you do me a favor? If you like this show today, please head over to iTunes and give us a rating. It's honestly the best way to get the show into the hands of those who need it most, and I would be extremely grateful if you could do that. Now, finally, you can get today's Fast Track freebie by going to optionalpha.com/fasttrack. Again, that's optionalpha.com/fasttrack. And until next time, happy trading.